John David's been here since 7:30. You made it here earlier today than any time you ever worked here.
I dropped my kids off at school, and I was like, well, I can drive home and sit down and then stand back up and come back here.
Or just come on over.
Or I can just come here.
Counted manners.
So then I went, and I started pressing buttons on the door, couldn't remember the code. Then the door was locked, and then I was like, do I still have a key? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So I got in. I've been hanging out in the dark.
And I refreshed him on every code we had, so he was able to get in.
I was in. No police involved.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. But
here I am.
I did find it funny that 7:20, you're texting me for getting in here. Like,
I didn't have nothing to do.
That never happened. Even when you took kids to school when you worked here, you were still never here at 7:30.
Well, yeah, work didn't start till 9. Yeah. I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah. I guess maybe you showed up for big soccer matches or something.
Yeah. If I needed somewhere to sit,
yeah,
I would show up early. Godwin, you getting cremated or you getting buried?
Oh, that was a good, that was what we did talk
probably
about.
Probably cremated.
Really?
Cheaper.
It is cheaper.
Yeah.
My man.
Hey.
All right.
Si's doing appearances at crematoriums now, if that tells you where he's at in life. So.
No, I actually asked the guy that owns it. I said, what was this? You just had a sleepless night? And what, let me invite Uncle Si and put him in the obituary column for, come see him at the crematorium.
Marketing 101.
There you go.
Know your crowd.
Hey.
Hey, man.
But it was interesting.
Know your customer.
Yeah. It was interesting.
It would be funny if they had a Si special. I don't know what it would be, but
they talked about
get your remains in a tea glass or something.
Yeah, they talked about it.
Really,
I said, hey, guys,
it would be so funny.
No, don't go there. I have enough people saying, hey, I heard you died.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've been dealing with that.
You died once or twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
For the last 10 years.
Yeah. But you keep on coming back.
It's just news for
me. Like a Timex.
Yep.
Thanks for making me that I've passed.
On ticking.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a life.
What a life. Well, Goblin, what have you been up to?
5'2", eyes of blue. How about you?
You're taller than 5'2".
He is.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get that woman on a deer up there in Arkansas. Uh-oh.
She ain't killed none yet?
She picked a bow up the other day. There's a bunch of does out there. All I could see was backstraps walking around.
No dice.
She picked it up. She put it back down. I said, no.
She a snob.
She's waiting on a buck. I said, you're getting too greedy.
Yep.
I said.
Yeah, don't you like eating these things?
Yeah, we ain't got about 3 or 4 packs of deer meat left from last year.
Yeah.
It's going to be over.
Hey, no, she's managing, okay? She's managing the herd.
Well, I want to manage. Let her go. Something in my belly.
Yeah. Well, that's when y'all just both need to take a weapon. And if she ain't prepared to
I ain't
do
bought
that,
my license up there yet.
Oh, you that tight now?
No, I just waiting on her.
That's my problem with Arkansas. I click that little auto-renew button, and every August I get a bill for $400 saying your license renewed. And I'm oh, yeah. Yes. Maybe I'll actually deer hunt there
this
year.
Well, it's more than that this year. They went up.
I've already been charged.
Yeah, everybody already went up, I think.
Whatever it is, I've already been charged, so I'm committed to hunt at least once in the state of Arkansas.
For Louisiana. Yeah, even the senior thing went up.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it went up. I was shocked.
You poor boys.
It cost $10 to hunt.
Golly. Yeah. Hey, unbelievable.
Hey, double here. Boys. Hey.
Here? No, it's $5.
Uh-oh.
For the combo?
For the combo, yeah.
Yeah.
$5. If you do it online, fishing, they charge you a $5 convenience fee.
And I don't mind paying that convenience fee.
Well, you could always just call John David. He'd do it for you.
Yeah.
Ba-boom.
Hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
$10.
They just clipped me for $1,000 because for Christmas.
Oh, you're doing the double lifetime?
I did the double lifetime for the boys. They're going to be really excited to open that. It's going to mean a lot to them.
They're not even going to be hunters.
At the ripe old age of one.
Oh, that would be the pitch, wouldn't it?
Hey, I don't care if they are, ain't.
Look, that's up to them.
That's a $500 investment in them that they won't have to buy nothing but a federal duck stamp in this state ever again. Yeah. So, I'm cool with it.
Which is worth it.
Yeah, I'm cool with the gamble. Like, once they can pay for it, it pays for itself in 5 years. So, it's not good for them. You know, they ain't having to hit me up for a hunting license, and I don't have to worry if they're legal with me or not. Mm-hmm. Like, they got it. We're good.
It's a convenient thing.
You know what duck hunters eat with crackers? I mean, with cheese.
Oh, quackers.
Yeah,
yeah, quackers. You gave that one away. Quackers.
Yeah,
you
I ain't had away. Enough coffee yet.
Yeah, he ain't had enough coffee, boys.
You know, duck hunters eat with crackers. Baby I mean, cheese. Quackers. I mean, cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese, quackers.
Give it away.
Hey, Godwin, you know why you never see elephants hiding in trees?
Because they're good at it.
Jacob, I tried, man. I'm sorry. I thought you can't stump the man.
Wow.
He knows them all.
Really?
That was.
Man, I had no idea.
Have you ever seen them?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're good at it.
Suckers are good, boy.
I've only ever seen you at the zoo. You'll never see them up in the tree.
I read that email. I said, boy, I'm going to stump Godwin with this. My man Jacob. And Godwin said that was a softball.
Yeah, that one was too easy.
It wasn't?
No, for him. I mean, it wasn't for me. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something about trunks and trees, and I was trying to figure out the pun on it. I never would have went with so simple as they're That's good right. at it.
Hey, you never see them because they're good at it.
There you go.
They are.
Hide and seek champions.
They are. Never find them. You'll never see them.
If you can't find an elephant, that's a bad deal. There's one in every room.
Huh? Yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
What?
You don't know that phrase? The elephant in the room?
I was fixing to say.
Oh.
Like, that went over my head.
Oh, wow. What a lie.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie
that's
category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Well, you weren't here at 7:30, but at about 8:30 when Cy showed up, the whole building began to shake because the back door was locked.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
Well, hey, I hit it one time, and then I sit there for about a minute, and then I just hammered it. Then somebody screamed, oh, we're coming, hold on.
He nearly broke the door.
Hey, have y'all noticed that they're building stuff now? I don't know the name of it. It's air mixed with concrete.
Do what?
Yeah, it's air mixed with concrete.
Marshmallow concrete.
A lot of voids.
No. And it, you know, it's the... They just, you know, lay it in a line, you know. It's fancy.
That's foam. What? That's expanding foam.
Well, whatever it is, it's concrete mixed with air.
We're going to need somebody smarter than us to email
it. Yeah, I'm not up to snuff
PBS
on this.
PBS had it on, and guess who's using it?
Oh, there it is.
The military.
No.
Beavers.
No. Indians. Okay, the Native Americans.
Okay. I was about to ask from Asia or from here?
Yeah.
It was very interesting, though, okay, because it's built like a teepee, okay, you know, like they used all the buffalo hides to build their teepees.
Right.
With sticks, okay, but I didn't know it's a family thing, because what they would do, they'd put the first teepee down, and then they'd do it in a circle with the rest of them. So nowadays, with this new air concrete foam stuff, they're making them circular, okay, and connected. Like they'll build the first one, and it's just about big around as these two tables. You know, it's a round dome, And then they build the next one and hook it together. And when they actually get them finished and built inside, it's pretty good.
15-bedroom home?
Oh, hey, yeah. It's just, you know, you just add your whole family.
15 bathrooms.
Yeah.
I can see this coming up on Airbnb kitchens. Here for long.
I don't really understand still what's happening.
Yeah, I don't either. What's the advantage? Because is it lighter?
It's lighter and stronger.
You use less
lighter
and warmer because, like, in the reservation that they were talking about. Is this what we're talking about? The Pine Crest Reservation in South Dakota.
That's okay. In Kansas.
Now, that's – oh, they done got fancy now.
Concrete TVs.
Oh, yeah.
They done got fancy with that one. I didn't see that one last night.
I'm just Googling random things.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But, hey, I just thought it was cool. And, look, they're also into solar panels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there ain't no trees up there.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Solar panels.
No. Yeah, solar panel. Yeah, that's the thing that looks like a mirror, and it takes the sunlight and then stores it, and have you got energy?
No, I know that.
Electricity and all this.
Who's using this?
Huh?
Who's using this?
The Indians. Okay. The Sioux, I think.
Okay.
Dakotas. It's Dakotas. So yeah. I guess it'd be
the Sioux. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just thought it was actually cool. Okay. Yeah.
Concrete
teepees
mixed with air.
It's concrete mixed with air. I'm telling you, it's light. Okay, it's very cold. Like as they said, they were talking about. You know, it was 40 below. It gets cold in Dakota.
Oh, well, I'm out.
Yeah, when you said 40 below, guess what? I'm heading south.
No, I ain't even going to have that chance. I know this summer.
Hey, I am a fair weather person.
Look, I know this summer was hot.
Yeah.
But I can deal with heat. That 40 that's below.
I am a fair weather hunter.
Because even at 110, I still went outside.
Oh, yeah.
At 40 below, you can't go nowhere.
No. Oh, no. Hey,
your breath freezes.
Yeah, that's when you die.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of cold, you die.
At least the heat, you can go sit in the shade. You manage.
Hey, I'd rather burn up than freeze to death.
He said, that's when you die.
See, look, that's another crematorium plug.
I'm telling you. Hey.
He'd rather burn up than freeze to death.
Look, hey.
But would you rather freeze to death or burn to death?
No.
Because there's a reason.
I'm not going
to
do either.
Would you rather freeze
there's
to
a
death
reason heaven and hell are a thing, and hell is fire.
Well, hey, here's the thing. If I've got matches, I'm not going to freeze to death because I will set fire to everything I can get my hands on.
Even him.
Okay. Even a fat person.
We're all in trouble, boys.
Oh, boy.
I ain't going to lie. I'd be a pretty good wick for you.
Well, no, I'm serious. Okay.
I probably got a pretty good layer there that you could burn for a while.
Oh, no, because look.
Keep you going.
The coldest I've ever been was in Germany. And we was out in the field, okay, and we could see it coming. Here comes a fog that is everything, as soon as it moved through, is iced over.
Yeah. Nope.
You know, no.
It's time to go.
Yeah, oh, no. That's what I told the commander. I said, hey, we need to call this field off. Let's go back to garrison. He said, no. I said, well, break out the Herman Nelson heaters. And look, I had to put the tent up. Put the Herman Nelson heaters together and then had it running red all the way out the top. And he said, you fixed to burn the tent up. I said, hey, trust me when I tell you this. You see that this knife out there? I said, when the tent's burned down, I'm going to put gas on that and light it, and we're gonna stay warm with that. Yeah. I said, I will burn everything the United States Army has got before I freeze to death. And you can take that and put it in the bank.
You know, and I got to tell you, he is, duck hunting with him for about 15 years, he ain't bluffing.
He will burn it down.
He will burn everything. He has lit shotgun shell boxes on fire, his jacket.
Yeah.
Like, the boy ain't going to get cold.
You know you cold when you set your jacket on fire.
Hey, now, that was unintentional, but he did use the heat from it to stay warm.
That's it. Hey.
Like, the jacket was unintentional, but once it happened, he's like, hey,
well, Uncle Sam, don't why put it out. Yeah. Why you
don't put it out yet.
Hey,
it
I
don't
fell
work.
In the lake and got wet, and I'm trying to dry my clothes. He said, yeah, but they're on fire. I said, that's okay. I'm warm, though.
Yeah.
I'm warm.
Yeah, that boy ain't gonna get cold.
I ain't gonna get cold.
He will do everything.
No, sir.
He likes somebody scared of the dark. Their woods ain't gonna go dark. They got 17 flashlights with them, you
That's
know?
That. Hey.
That kind of deal. He ain't, the boy ain't gonna get cold.
Gotta have his eye, baby.
And Phil's the same way. There ain't no more who's a man. Phil at 50 degrees likes that fish cooker down there. He just got a little flame down there. He just
Yo,
down
Jason's
there like
Jason's saying, hey, who flared the ducks? It's hey, we had it camouflaged, but hey, they pulled the camouflage netting off of the white big 5-gallon
propane.
He said, them old men, they're the flaring the ducks.
Yep.
Yeah, and Phil said, I ain't ever flared ducks.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, they got
just he's a little bit.
Some of them got them 20-gallon tanks in them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
On the back here. Phil ain't gonna get cold no more.
No.
Phil got 20-gallon propane tanks.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the kind that would be outside the trailer house and
them
stuff.
Them
tall, long ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big ones.
Yeah, he got them back here in the boat run of the duck blind. He ain't getting cold no more. I can tell you that right now. Like them boys, they done come a long way.
How bad it is.
He got beaver socks.
Yeah.
And 20 gallons worth of propane says, I'll stay here all day.
Look, it iced over. We go to the lake and we're coming in. We pull the boat in the blind. There's a beaver sitting on there. And he's about to freeze to death. Okay. He's sitting.
And y'all going duck hunting.
And we're going duck hunting. Okay. And Tone's already been out there with a motor busting ice hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can shoot ducks. I never have understood that. Everything is froze over. You go out there and you take a chainsaw, if you got it, and cut a round hole and then slide that up under the deal and just wait. Throw your decoys out. And, hey, here they come.
Hopefully.
No.
It works.
No,
it works.
It works, and I'm saying, wait a minute. Hold it.
If they fly over your head, it works.
Yeah, you're just picking a random spot in a iced over 100,000 acres. And you cut a circle in that 100,000 acre little bitty one, throw some duck decoys out and get in the blind, sit there, and hey, here comes the duck.
Mm-hmm.
How did they know that you cut a hole in the ice?
Yeah. We generally just go turn the pump on.
Hey.
Keep the water moving.
Yeah.
Make some current.
Insane. Insane.
He said.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Insane.
What's insane is we ain't taking a break yet. Let's do that right now. We'll be back right after this.
Thank
one.
Hey, I need a tea break anyway. That's why, hey, I'm telling you, you need to do what I do.
And every once in a while,
hey, sleep 18 hours and get rid of all that.
Let it go somewhere?
Let it go somewhere else.
Well, you take care of my kids, and maybe I can sleep 18 hours. But
whatever this was.
I would not be a good, caretaker? Babysitter? I wouldn't be a good babysitter.
Why not?
I just wouldn't. I'm a kid myself.
Oh, yeah, you ain't going to change no diapers. Never mind.
That's right. Nope.
Yeah.
But whoa, he got serious with
that. No. It's because I cannot. I'm serious.
I'm not letting you off the hook for this.
We done had one bad accident. Kid has got he's done number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What year was this?
You want to make that worse with me vomiting?
Vomiting?
Yeah. Because, hey, that's why I can't do it.
I tell you what, now that the boys are on real food,
it's weird.
Whew.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. That's why. Hey,
that there's some changes going on down there.
Here is a medical deal. If you get pregnant, darling, you need to breastfeed your baby.
To each his own.
Oh no, because they do not stink as bad. Okay, when they're spitting up, and then when they do number two, good grief. Yeah, it has to do with, and it's healthy.
You are clearly.
It helps their immune system.
You are clearly a formula baby then.
Hey, formula is out.
Oh, here we go.
No, formula in.
No.
This old dude right here started eating hot dogs straight out the womb.
Yeah.
That's what happened. He had tea and hot dog and just.
Dude, fine.
Just double fisting, both of them.
Hey.
What?
Hold on. You.
But you've never changed a diaper. So, where's the science coming in?
Yeah. Where's the research?
Why can't you? You can skin a deer. Can you skin a deer?
Huh?
Which is one of the nastiest
things
on earth.
Not a gut shot.
So smells get you.
Smells get me.
Yeah.
Smells. My brother Phil is just the opposite. Nothing bothers him.
Yeah. But he ain't ever changed a diaper either.
That don't bother me.
But he just, he just did it because, hey, here's the motto, who's the man? I ain't got time for change a diaper.
Yeah.
But mine is, hey, I can't do it because all I'm going to do is make it worse. Okay, it's bad enough you got to clean the child up, but now you got to clean what I do up.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not good with smells, but, just pull the old...
Nope.
Well,
nope,
no, they got that deal now. Like
shirt them, over the nose and...
Nope.
They got that deal now that old boy sent me. It's actually really cool, called the dad nose. You just put it over your nose, and it's like a scented thing. It's
that
a little ball. Looks
that
like
that wouldn't work.
Oh, buddy.
That
you
wouldn't
can't
work.
Smell nothing through that.
I don't like mixing toddler poop with vanilla scent. I don't like good scent and bad scent mixed.
No, these are like different. These are like pine.
Pine and poop don't go together.
Yeah, sure they do.
You don't tell me.
Did you go to elementary school?
Mine is a medical. Is a mental thing.
Is it medical or mental?
Yeah, thing? Hey, mental and medical probably. But anyway, because hey, you could put all you wanted to cover up my nose. I'm still going.
Godwin, I got to know. You're from kind of this generation. Did you change a diaper?
I changed 976 of them.
He counted.
Hey,
he was keeping score.
Cause I was when I didn't change one, I got told you didn't change that diaper. You ain't changed. You don't change no diaper. So I started keeping count.
True story.
But here's the deal. When that baby cries, but you got to be quick. You just as soon as that baby cries, you say your turn. Every time.
Man, all you people that just have one at a time, y'all living life, man. You ain't got that luck with two of them.
Because
now they're to the sympathy cry. One of them cries, the other one start crying. Ain't no your turn. It's like.
One of them poops, the other one's like, hey, that sounds fun. Me too.
My wife goes to the store. I'll be back in a minute. I'm with the kid.
Which kid?
Tracer.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Tracer.
She's done number two.
This story coming out to the world.
Look, we go outside. Take your clothes off, and I bring out the hole.
Oh, amen.
Hey.
You'd have, that's...
And then, she run naked till mom come home, put a new deal.
Hold on.
Well, she's clean. Why didn't you just put one on her?
No.
Now, what...
Hey. Yeah.
When we went to potty training and they were in underwear...
Yeah, that's fine.
If you crapped your pants...
Yeah, wad it up, throw it away, start over.
No, out in the yard.
Yeah.
Get naked. I'm going to hose you down.
That's right. Then you're going to stay that way.
And then and then they're like, I actually don't want to get hosed down ever again outside in the front yard. And then they never poop their pants again.
It's good training.
See, the problem is, though, if you have a kid like Si that don't mind being naked.
That is a... Well, it needs to be cold water then.
It would
really
make
cold.
It wouldn't make any difference.
Just make sure you're potty training somebody like Si in December and just spray them down. They will never
again. They'll make themselves sick holding it.
That's probably what.
There you go.
Yeah, I think I did that with all three of my kids.
Potty training 101.
There you go.
You know, boys.
You didn't know you were going to get that today, people.
You never do. We didn't either. That's the beauty of this one.
Hey.
It sounds offensive, though. Was it cloth diapers with the pins?
Did y'all throw away diapers, or did you have to, like...
Wash them.
I didn't do nothing with diapers.
But
what did your kids wear?
Huh?
Like, you've got to be...
No, they had the...
With baby pins?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No.
Okay, no, yeah. I'm
these were
that.
Hanging out on the line and all that. Uh-uh.
I'm officially with
Si.
Yeah.
Disposable diapers might be the greatest invention of all time.
That's one of them deals like you're talking about. Okay, if that happened, throw the thing away. Okay.
Start over.
Start, you
know,
hey. Let's go. Hey, I throw my own clothes away.
Yeah, hey.
Like, all the problem is I had to hose myself off. Nobody was there to do it for me. Well,
there was a golf course in eighth grade. It still has a pair of my underwear. I didn't make it back to the clubhouse.
I
said, well, leaving these here.
I can't tell you how many long sleeve shirts I used to have.
That's right. That now are short sleeves.
That get conveniently turned into three-quarter, then the elbow, then next thing you know, they're cutoffs. I mean, you never know.
Like a young Willie Robertson.
At first, it was just the wrists, a little bit gone from the wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next
it's
thing
a special
you know, boy,
leaf
hey,
you
he's, got
find.
The, he's got the Popeye shirt. No sleeves, period.
You ain't got to do that no more, though, because them dude wipes thing come in them little packs. You can keep a whole bunch of them in your backpack while you're hunting. You ain't got to go to your clothes.
But,
now,
I've said this before. My hat's off, to the fathers that do that.
Well, good.
Okay,
no, indeed, we just got a hat off to ourselves.
Yeah. I feel better.
Yeah. Well, no, though. Hey, it's
that makes the one I changed this morning feel
well,
okay.
No, no,
si look, thinks not, you're doing a good job, Martin.
Well, good.
No, I'm serious, okay? For those that can do it, okay, they are too.
For those that can do it.
Yeah.
Everybody
you can do it.
No, no, no. Not everybody can do it.
You can do it. It's not.
No.
It's
yeah, you not, don't want to.
You don't want to do it, and you didn't have to do it. That's the difference.
Now.
If you would have had two of them,
said,
trust
no.
me, you would
no,
do
hey,
it.
Hey, I'm just saying the kid would have just stayed dirty.
That's terrible.
Well, hey.
Si said it.
Do you
it.
Like being covered in crap?
Well, hey, look, I'm just telling
that's
you.
That's terrible.
Si well, hey, like, look. It says it right there in the box, holds 18 to 24 pounds.
Yeah, that's the kid.
Once they get it full.
Not the excrement. Like. That's not like Phil
eight.
Dressed in live weight. I mean,
like,
they,
hey, brand new baby
somebody,
diapers hold 8 to 12
I said,
pounds.
Somebody got to come home sometime.
Yeah, that's hey. Unbelievable.
Hey, I'm just telling you. Hey,
I love the old generation though, well, man. They didn't do
you.
That. They didn't hey. Do that mess. Like
any new fathers out there listening for life advice, this is bad advice I's giving you.
Yeah, change the
no,
diaper.
Hey,
it's
look,
really not
I
that
said
bad
if you can.
Not if you can.
No, just hey. Do it.
There's just certain things that I can't do, boys.
That's a lie. You're great
no.
at everything.
No,
I've seen
nope,
you.
Nope. Nope.
Like, I will say, you can't sing, but you started a band. Why can't
well,
you
hey,
change a diaper?
No, no.
Like, I don't understand. I mean, you look, toured for crying out
oh,
loud.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. Hey,
like,
yeah, I toured. I tried to change a diaper.
I mean.
He oh, tried to tour and he tried
no,
to.
No, no. Look, and then I heard a scream from my wife saying, what are you doing? I said, I'm throwing up all over your child. What do you expect me to do when I have to do this?
You couldn't even turn away?
Hey, it wouldn't make no difference.
Trace, I
okay,
apologize
we're both,
for the last
he's sick
10 minutes.
And mad, and I am too.
Oh, man.
Scott, we also apologize to you if you were
yeah.
part of
that. Yeah, if your children's therapists are listening to this, a lot of it's making more sense.
Now, oh, no. Hey.
They got vomited on as young
well,
children.
Well, no, no, because
like,
I ain't.
You need to just play this. Scott, Tracy, y'all here. We'll get y'all this recording. Y'all can take it in. We're solving a lot of mysteries right now. So, oh, man. What a life. I love it. Let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
What are some other things that you cannot do, Si?
Yeah, I'm interested.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. As a man that can do a lot, because I've witnessed it, what are, so, all right, we know, now, our opinion is you can't sing. You can sing. I actually enjoy your singing, especially in church.
Makes
it,
me happy.
It comes from the heart
well,
and from
hey,
the soul, so I can appreciate that.
And you started a band.
You did. But, so you, but you physically can't change a diaper.
Or,
what else can you not do?
Yeah. Let's go down the list. Hey,
I cannot, and I will not. I let's change it. I will not be cold.
Okay. Yeah.
I will set everything on fire before I get cold.
That's true. Very true.
And I'm not
a
fire.
We understand that.
Can you sew?
Oh, yes, I can.
Okay. See, I'm just trying. To,
look,
I'm just going
no,
down the list
Duck
here.
Duck Dynasty
like,
season two, sir.
Hey, oh yeah. No. I forgot about that.
I had a fifth grade teacher. Okay, and guess what we done in class.
What's that?
Set stuff on fire.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, like, my little
that's
sister,
cool.
Jan Robertson, had the most beautiful doll clothes that ever was made.
You made them?
And I'm the one that made them.
Well, hot dog. That's cool.
Okay, hey, huh. I'm talking about suits, whatever.
Did y'all use machine or hand?
No, hand.
That's
hand
cool.
Stitch. Okay.
That's cool. That's what's
so, you can hand stitch doll clothes, but you can't change a diaper.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I got a feminine side to me, okay?
But
doesn't
not,
sound
hey,
like it.
It what, hey.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, I do.
You know, sounds like you're feminine when you want to be, but masculine
well,
when you need
okay,
to be.
Okay, no, no, hey, I'm a man, okay, but I can sew.
Oh.
So if I get a rip in my clothes, I can sew it up, okay.
That's cool. No, I was wondering.
That's
I cannot, so.
Oh, like, no, and the hair thing. I could not be a nurse.
Too many needles, too much blood.
Well, yeah, I proved
blood.
That in my life,
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Because I know this because I went took my doctor to the took the doctor took my daughter to the emergency room. Well, she had stepped on something and it had festered up. When the doctor cut her to let the
pus
bad stuff,
out,
yeah,
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 you fell out.
Oh, hey,
heartbeat.
You blood, on the floor?
Oh, hey, the blood, hey, immediately.
Really? That's yeah. crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Huh. So one of the greatest hunters of all yeah. in America.
Yeah. Nah, I
blood.
The blood and poop,
blood, okay, and especially my child's blood. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now,
yeah.
So, you know, this about okay. I mean, and again, those that can do it, you know, like you watch, you know, your child being born. Now,
yeah, I regret
now,
that.
What, hey, what now,
I did that one, and that's the yeah. first time I can honestly hold say on. My knees got weak on that hold one. On. I was like, yeah, where's that chair? Like
my brother,
I was standing there, and then I was like, "Where'd that stool go?" I mean, I didn't go out, but I needed to get off of my feet really quick. I was
"My brother, the who's the man motto." Okay, when after he watched one of his children born, was my hand is off to womanhood.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
You know, so hey.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah. That's yeah, that's crazy. Well, see, I was thinking they're like. I have tried on stuff that, like, I have zero musical ability outside of a duck call.
I can play the spoons.
Like, none.
No.
I have none.
I have always said that it was a gift from the Almighty.
Oh, music?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have none.
And the reason I say it is because, hey, you know, the longest song that I know of is like the Gap Band. That's like 13 minutes. Okay. Yeah,
that's Rush, 21,
12, about 20 minutes and something.
Well, no.
A whole side is one
13
song.
Minutes, okay. And, hey, you don't know music. You can't read music. Yet you somebody hands you a guitar, and you've listened to the Gap Band, and he does this 13-minute song, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, wait a minute. You don't read music.
See, that's the way my mom is.
Yeah.
She don't read music. She can hear it and play it on a piano. Like she can just hear
That's
it.
That's insane.
And she finds it. And I'm like, why didn't I get that gene? Like that was one you could have passed down. That'd have been cool.
Well, that's one of the things because I know why God didn't give it to me. Because I'd spend my rest of my days in a bar singing. Okay, because I love if I could play a guitar,
Yeah. I've tried all that stuff. Yeah. I took music. I couldn't even play that recorder in elementary school.
Well, no, they got
Cross Buns and Three Blind Mice. I couldn't do that crap. Yeah.
They got the.
I figured out in fourth grade when they made you do the recorder, if you just sit there, they didn't. There's 50 other kids, so they don't know if you're playing or not.
Oh yeah, they know.
Yeah.
That's why it's a gift. Because hey, I'll use a conductor.
A conductor.
Oh yeah, of an orchestra.
Not a train.
1,000 people have got an instrument in their hand. And he goes. They start, and then he goes, stop! Third fiddle. Okay, you're playing a D when you should be playing an E.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. How does he know that?
The only time
with
I've ever.
1,000 instruments making noise?
Well, I've always thought those. I've always thought those conductors were just a formality. Like, that's just part of being in an orchestra. I figured everybody knew what they were supposed to do.
He only saw that on an episode of Bugs Bunny is the thing.
Yeah. No, I ain't Bugs Bunny.
That's the only time he ever saw somebody stop the whole thing. Yeah, he watched, it wrong.
He watched a Seinfeld episode where the old boy broke his stick, and then, you know, Maestro couldn't be a...
Well, he used his finger.
Yeah, so...
What else can't you do, Si?
Oh, a bunch of stuff, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, I was just curious. Yeah. Like, I can't sew.
That's something I would want to know.
What?
You talking about sewing, and he said, I can sew up. What? Why do they call it darning your socks? When you get a hole in your sock, won't they just say you're sewing it up? Why do they say you're going to darn your sock?
Well, you would have to tell me first. My first question was,
darned if I know.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got a clue.
You'd have to give me the definition of darning.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That's what I don't know.
I've never heard the words darning your socks. Uh-uh. I throw away socks.
Oh, darn your socks.
Yeah, if I take my shoe off and there's a hole in my sock, I throw it away and save the other one, and hopefully they match
up
again
you wipe
in the future.
Your gun. That's what you wipe your gun off with, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have to worry about that.
I got it.
If I walk by my wife with underwear, T-shirt, socks, or anything that's got a hole on it, next thing that's going to happen, I'm going to be naked. Well, she's fixing
good,
family show.
What? No, family show. Hey, she's going to tear it off. Okay.
Good.
Hey, trash can.
What's wrong with that?
Trash can.
Wow.
I'm serious.
I'm going to start walking by Brittany with holes in my stuff.
It's not going to work for you. You ain't got that strut.
Hey, she's going to look at me and judge me. That's all I'm going to get.
Oh, no. The first time it happened, it shocked me, okay, because I walked by in the bedroom. I got a hold of my underwear. Good grief, woman.
Well, don't we all?
Hey, gone. Well, tell us about the word.
From that day on, I started cutting holes in the underwear.
Hey, how's that,
boys? Word to darning.
He went through a pair a week.
But back to darning.
That's why he has so many Tommy Johns.
Look.
He's ripping them on purpose.
Yeah.
What is the definition of darn?
Yeah.
We apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we don't.
To darn is to stitch up a small hole in a piece of clothing.
Okay. Oh, so it can be anything.
So, you have a hole, you
can darn the underwear.
Oh, it's a patch.
It's a patch.
Yeah, you can darn the underwear.
Okay, so it's a patch. I got you.
Why do you keep going to
my mama done that all the time.
Just put patches on stuff. Yeah, my grandma did. Like when growing up, if I busted blue jeans, you know, I was husky now.
Oh,
now
old,
they
old now pair of blue jeans.
Now you don't do it. You just leave them rip.
Huh? No,
I can't stand a rip.
No. It's got worse than that. Now they go to the store, and they pay $150 for a pair of pants that ain't nothing but holes.
That's what I'm talking about. They don't sew them up no more.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
People.
My mama used to put patches on all the stuff that I had holes.
Now, when we did that fake date, there wasn't a patch big enough, because when I sat down on that deal, my britches split from my crotch to my ankle.
Yep.
I ain't believe that's the one deal I just knew they were going to show. I was like, oh,
it shouldn't have done it.
And then they didn't.
And then they should have.
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious.
But behind the scenes of Duck Dynasty, whenever we had the fake date, Si was Tiffany.
Yeah.
My britches, when I went to sit on that pallet, ripped from my crotch to my ankle. Like, because it was just at the wrong angle. And you know, I'm still husky. Hey. And they just went, I was like, oh, no.
This is like from top to bottom.
All the way.
Okay? All the way.
Yeah, there wasn't no darning there.
You throw this.
That would be a big darn.
Yeah. You just needed some relief.
That would have been a darn big darn. That's right. What that would have been.
See, we actually are teaching the people something.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I had no idea what
that.
Darn meant.
Thank goodness Godwin was here.
I heard darn, but I didn't know. I said, why do they call it that?
It used to be a phrase. I can't
remember
what it is.
Why not just sew up that hole?
Something about a stitch a day.
So could you darn your tire if it's a patch?
No, it seems to be sewing into.
Fabric. Okay.
It's a fabric.
Deal. Okay, well, good. Well, let's take our last break, and we'll get in that mailbag when we come back.
Boy, I got clawed up. I hung a lock on.
Oh.
And I have got.
And now he's all clawed up.
I'm talking, them briars, I eat you up.
Look, they're going to eat me up.
Look, I got, like old people, when they get cut.
I hunted a stand last night that I had forgotten about and went in there. And the one time I ain't got a limb saw with me, and I needed it. And all I had was my saw on my multiplier. Do you have any idea how long it takes you to saw a limb with a saw on a multiplier?
Yeah,
but
I did
it.
I did it. It's sharp because you don't ever use that. Like, you're like, why did they put the saw on these multipliers? I always wondered that. Last night I found out.
In case you don't get on the stand for a while.
Yeah, in case you do something like that and you need it. By the time, it's about 90 degrees yesterday. By the time I got done, there wasn't going to be no deer come within 300 yards of my stinking butt. But But next time I hunt there, I'm ready.
You ready
next time, boy?
But I forgot about it. It was in a persimmon patch, and I just happened to. I was like, I wonder if it's got any persimmons left. And I walked, and there were still a bunch of them, but no deer.
Let me crawl up here.
There was a whole family of raccoons, though, and that was actually really cool to watch.
No.
Them work together.
Were there any 50 pounders?
No. But they sent the smallest one up the tree to knock the persimmons down. And the four sat on the ground and would gorge themselves, and he would get one every once in a while. But the ones on the ground, they worked as a group.
Oh, no.
Like it was cool to see.
I've watched does stand up and with them hoofs.
I mean, he
cut them off, cut them off, hanging limbs.
And you know, some persimmons that produce fruit are like that big. I mean, they're tiny. And he was laying them things over, and they were falling, and they were just fighting and squalling. And I mean, it was actually for a deer hunt that turned into a raccoon observation. It was actually a lot of fun. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's just to see them work.
One day, those raccoons will be 50 pounds.
No, they're going to
get snuffed out. No, let me tell you something. Eat cat food to do that.
They'll get snuffed out before they get that big.
All right, we're ready?
Go ahead.
Hayden from Zanesville, Ohio, Trail Cam Diaries.
Uh-oh.
Is this a 50-pound raccoon? He says it is, and it proves Si right.
Good.
That's a big one.
No, I'd say that one's probably 25.
But look, here's something else about that picture. Yeah. Is that, that's not a buck, is it?
No, that's two fawns.
But look.
Looks like.
If you got coons, you got bucks.
Really?
That's what Paula says. Because every time she's killed a buck, there's a coon come out there.
Oh.
So well, now she's hunting coons.
That's a big one.
She sees a coon, she says,
she lied to me because I didn't see a buck last night.
She's saying that. Oh, he's seen you.
I had too many of them. They probably smelt me.
Yeah. I'll tell you another thing you watch if you see. If you see a skunk coming down a trail.
What?
Go the other way.
No. Just wait. Here comes a buck.
Oh, yeah.
Following the skunk?
Following the skunk.
I ain't got no skunks.
Hey, the biggest skunk I ever seen was in Alabama in the mountains up there on Paint Rock Valley.
Was he conducting an orchestra?
No, and look, and he had more white on him than I've ever seen. But he was big as that coon. The skunk was.
Really?
I'm talking about, look, he's 90% white. Okay, beautiful thing. I started shooting just, but I said, I won't be able to clean him.
Yeah, you and smells.
I started shooting him. I'd already put the rifle up myself.
Now, if you told me you cleaned a skunk, but you can't change a diaper, to have a big issue.
Nah.
It's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, if one of them are close to it, I'll throw up too.
Really?
Do people eat skunk?
Do they eat them? I think
they do.
I met a guy from West Virginia one time who told me about possum head cheese, and I've never
life. No.
He was
my mom and dad ate.
I mean, hog head cheese ain't great. Yeah. It's edible, but it ain't
great.
My
mom and dad ate possum, and so did the whole family. Nah,
possum?
That's out. I done seen where they come from too many times.
Yep.
Speaking of weird foods from different places.
Yep. Yes.
Isaiah. Lives in North Carolina, originally from Virginia.
North Cackalack is better. Nothing against Virginia, but hey, North Cackalack is.
I've got something against Virginia now, I think.
Virginia's for lovers.
In Virginia, we put mayonnaise in our pintos, and I was wondering if people down in Louisiana put mayonnaise in their pintos.
And pinto beans?
No,
that'd be mustard.
No.
Put mustard in them.
No, my grandpa did.
No mayonnaise.
Why are they putting mayonnaise in there, Martin?
Who knows?
I was disturbed by that.
I don't know why you put mayonnaise in anything. You know what goes in beans? Sausage.
Bacon, ham, sausage.
That's the only way to eat pinto beans is just onion, a big old ham bone in the middle.
Jalapenos, mustard, and barbecue sauce. That's what goes in.
That was deep.
Why are they putting mayonnaise
in? He's probably making a kind of a gravy or something.
Most people treat mayonnaise kind of like butter. And have you ever tasted butter? It's good.
I like mayonnaise.
That almond butter in that big old block.
Like on a ham sandwich.
You can
eat
it like ice cream.
I don't.
Oh, no. I've seen people just grab butter. Tablespoonful.
It's nice.
And I'm going, Stone's one.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Stone loves butter.
That's that Amish butter.
I love
butter. He puts it in his coffee. Colon cleanser.
Now, I like to cook my steak in butter, the salt butter. But.
We're aware of that. What else you got?
I don't know.
No, mayonnaise and beans, that's out.
Mayonnaise, though, I was scarred as a child in the youth group. They hit me with a whipped cream pie, and I knew it was coming. It was a play for the kids.
And it was mayonnaise.
And it was spoiled mayonnaise.
Ooh.
And they all thought it was real.
Rank.
I didn't eat mayonnaise for like a decade after that.
In other words, that was set out too long.
Yeah.
No, they did it on purpose, but.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. They's mad at you for being a rich kid.
Are you like an elephant? Did you forget?
It's aggressive.
Did you get
no, I'm just saying. That's what it was. Hey, we finally got a way we can get him.
Mayonnaise.
They wouldn't get you no other way.
Oh, I got it.
I don't even know what that means.
You were a victim of bullying. Right there.
Uh-oh.
They did it to you.
Yep, they did it to you. And like I asked the question, was you like an elephant? Did you forget or?
No, I'll never forget that.
Oh, I'll fix that.
I'll never forget getting hit in the face.
I'd have to get them back on that.
A plate full of rancid mayonnaise that I thought was whipped cream, Martin.
I did just gag.
Ooh.
Look, you know what you do when you get hit with the whipped cream pie?
Eat it.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
No, you didn't.
Oh, 100%.
You put it in your mouth?
Oh. I just licked it off my face. I went.
Oh, yeah. And then
and I said, something's wrong. And there's, you know, there's 42 kids under the age of fifth grade staring at me. And I was like, something's wrong.
Boy, one of them was sinister. Whoever got you
for
that
It was Billy Loveland.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
My neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask him about it.
He turned out to be a mailman.
Uh-oh.
He did. I've bought so many duck stamps from Billy.
I love Billy. Yeah.
Love Billy, and he helped raise me. But that one, that
was a wrong.
I haven't forgot Billy.
Hey, that was a raunchy one.
I'd like to know his side of that. Why he did that?
Everybody thought it was hilarious.
I pulled in the road the other day. They had chainsaw cutting one of my trees. It was leaning across the road. He said, I'm going to get this and cut it up for firewood. You don't want it, do you? I said, No,
we'll be all right.
Go ahead, cut it down.
I ain't got a fireplace. So.
Yep. You got with rancid mayonnaise.
Speaking of rancid mayonnaise, you want the verse of the day?
Yeah.
1 John 3:8. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, like putting mayonnaise in pinto beans. Not so. I'm sorry. That's a stretch. But he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. 1 John 3:8.
That's a good one, boys. We'll leave y'all with that.
We'll see y'all next time.
Have a blessed day.